علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are still discussing about the phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about the fact that one of the main purposes of the coming of the prophets and messengers was to make people fulfill the covenant that is ingrained in them. Which covenant? The covenant of God. The covenant of God that is ingrained in their nature. And we say that this nature of man and the structure, the creational structure of man, is not separate from the creational structure of the universe. They all go hand in hand. They conform one another. That means the creational structure of man is totally and completely in line with the creational structure of the whole universe. And this is what we extract from the verses of the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the creation of mankind. And then he also talks about the creation of the universe. And then he talks about the fact that there is a mizan that governs the state of the universe and the state of man's creation. You see? And now it comes to the fact that the sharia is also completely in conformity with the creational structure of mankind and also the creational structure of the universe. And therefore going against the sharia is actually going against the way these entities have been created. And this is the danger, and this is the problem when a person strays from the religion.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, when we are talking about the verse of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالسَّمَاعَ رَفَعَهَا وَوَضَعَ الْمِيزَانِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised the heavens, raised the sky, and He placed the mizan. Okay? He placed something called mizan. This mizan, what is it? It means that everything follows a structure. Everything is based on a scale, based on a balance. Okay, the way human being has been created, the way the universe has been created, it follows certain laws and regulations. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah tatghaw fil mizan. The reason why these scales, this balance has been created in the universe is that mankind should not go against this balance. أَلَّا تَطْغَوْ فِي الْمِيزَانِ. Do not go against it. Do not transgress it. Do not transcend it. What does that mean? It means that apart from just the natural balance, there is another set of rules and regulations which are with regards to the way mankind should act. And those set of rules and regulations that are to do with how mankind is supposed to act are totally related and are strongly related to the laws and rules and regulations that govern the natural laws and rules and regulations that govern the universe, which includes the laws of nature, which also includes the laws of history, the laws that that govern the way mankind progresses or falls down, or goes, or does not develop, or digresses. Okay, these laws are also part of that mizan, and this mizan is more complicated and more, you can say, profound than just certain natural laws and regulations. It includes within it certain rules and regulations with regards to humans' actions. And as you notice, those are completely and totally related to the mizan that governs the whole universe. Inshallah, we shall come back to that when we go for the break.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, we came to this realization that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the fact that Allah has placed a mizan, a balance in the universe. But this balance you can transgress this balance, you can transgress the scale. When we look at the laws of nature, we say that we cannot actually transgress the laws of nature. We can't go against the laws of nature. But we realize that apart from, that makes us realize that these are another set of laws and regulations that are in conformity with these laws and regulations. When you go against those rules and regulations, you are actually causing a destruction or a distortion in the natural phenomenon of the universe. Those natural laws that govern the universe, there is a distortion caused there. You are not supposed to go against the Sharia, in other words, because when you go against the Sharia, it creates an influence on the universe. It creates an influence on the way things work in history, the way man goes ahead and the way man falls back in history. You see, these are all things that are there. And this verse is trying to inform us that issue. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after that says, وَأَقِيمُ الْوَزْنَ بِالْقِسْطِ. And that you should uphold the wazn. You should uphold that, the scale, in a just manner. وَأَقِيمُ الْوَزْنَ بِالْقِسْطِ. You should uphold that wazn or that scale with justice. What does that mean? It means that when you uphold that scale, when you perform those duties correctly, then you will not destroy that balance that exists, that is supposed to exist in the universe. This is something very, very crucial, inshallah. We shall come to discuss about it late afterwards. But you realize, therefore, that the laws of Islam are such that they are the ones that will truly and truly, give that assurance that the universe will stay in a state of balance and that things will go in order based on the purpose upon which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the whole universe, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيدنا. فاز من ولا هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه